If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
What up? I have a free view of the Lost Zane recordings from my time at 107.3 WBBL from the radio. Full shows on my Patreon. I set you up now a little free view here, how like it was back on the air when I was a smooth talking radio personality. Full show, patreon.com/Eric Zane. $5 or $10 a month for my Patreon. Sign on up. And if you like it, convert it to a yearly and save 10%. Patreon.com/Eric Zane.
Good morning. It's the Eric Zane Show, show number 165. I know Julius is pumped. He sent me a text last night. He says, "Hey, man, I'm really looking forward to show 165. I don't know if it can be as good as 156 from some time ago, but 165.
That was a good one.
165 could be a great show for us, Eric Zane. You know how much it would throw me off if you called me up and said, "Hey, man, what's going on?
How you doing? That alone, a lot.
Well, I mean, I imagine it would throw you off, too, if I called you and say, "Hey, man, I'm just calling to check on you."
Yeah, doing great.
Do you have any, because I have one in particular that I call a friend just to say, "Hey, what's going on, man? How you been?"
Nope.
There isn't one, huh? A lot of guys. Ben, welcome, everybody. Ben, is there a guy, or even a girl, I guess, you call as a friend and say, "Hey, just calling to check on you, see what's up"?
Nobody does that.
Maybe it's an older guy thing. I have a friend who just won. I'll do that, too, and if I don't...
Do you think he dreads that phone call?
I have two.
You think when he sees your name light up, it's...
No. I hope not. I have a friend...
Damn it. He's going to ask me how I am.
Jimmy is my friend, and Phil... from Wayland. That's it. Those are the only people I will call.
The band Wayland or the city of Wayland?
Well, both. He's from the city of Wayland, and he's in the band Wayland.
Is he allowed to take your phone call?
Well, that's interesting. I think he's allowed to take my phone call to talk to me on a personal level.
Okay.
But I don't think I can talk to him like on the radio.
Call him up and be like, "Hey, man, how you doing right now?"
It's like a 15-minute phone call. Hey, by the way, we've been on the radio the whole time. No!
Just don't ask. What if you don't ask him anything about the band?
I feel
just,
bad.
And just ask him about like personal stuff. Not like too personal. Right. Does he have kids?
No. He's married.
Okay. How's your wife, man? How's the dog? But don't ask him anything about the band. Do you think they get mad about that?
No. A lot of times we'll call. I'll talk to him and we won't even talk about the band. We'll just, BS. But, God, yeah, I don't know. Some people have, like, tons of friends that they're constantly in touch with. But sometimes it's like homework. And then, so it's almost like maintenance, you know? And then I wonder why I don't have any real friends. Well, I mean, other than those two. I mean, those two, I think two is good. Is two, you have any close friends, though? I mean, close friends. I mean, that's kind of a weird thing because I don't want to make you look bad, but some people, they don't like have like tons of close friends.
Not really, no.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. Just kind of go on with life. And
Ben, you got a close friend?
Yeah, a group of four from high school. We're still really close.
Okay, so you don't have to. Do you let long periods of time pass before you speak with them, or is it still just a pretty regular thing?
Nowadays, yes, because they're all married, starting to have kids and stuff, so I don't like to bug them.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Have any of them said to you, Ben, you know, this radio thing's not working out? Have any of them ever like said, hey, as a friend, I got to tell you something?
No.
It doesn't have to be radio. It could be anything.
No.
That could be awkward. Good thing. Snow is coming to the area. Now, you know, we've been through this before, though, where, you know, all right, it's going to be a big snow event, and then it doesn't work out right that way. So I guess we'll see.
Well, kind of like when they say snow event, well, like I see it says winter storm warning, but
now it's a warning. Huh?
Oh, until 4 p.m. Friday. Oh.
Yeah, this is one of those long ones, and especially for people on the lakeshore who are looking for like a foot or more. I don't know if Kent County is in this. Yeah, I think it is. Winter weather advisory issued for Center City. So that's us. Now, I don't know if that necessarily, now that there's no way that the people on the lakeshore or the people in like here downtown will get the same amount as people on the lakeshore. But I mean, those people for the price of living right on the lakeshore have to deal with this. Oh, I think we'll have 18 inches of snow today or something like that. I'm not saying that that's as much as you're going to get, but it's going to start looking like it today, tonight, like later, and then stretching Thursday, Friday, tapering a little Saturday, picking up again Sunday. So, boy. You don't have to worry about shoveling or anything, though.
No, it's great.
It is great. So we'll see. We have a contest later on for Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets. I'm learning how much people love the Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets. I've got a lot of comments. People saying, I got to get those. And we will, let's see.
People love light shows.
So that's part of it, too.
Huh? Oh, it's kind of like a light show, yeah. They do a really good show.
The extent of my orchestra knowledge is my kid's orchestra when she was playing violin, Jacqueline. And I like that.
Wait. You know TSO is not an orchestra, right?
No, I don't. I thought it was.
You don't know who TSO is?
I know they play like screeching guitar versions of Christmas carols. That's all I know. Does that apply?
I mean, I wouldn't classify TSO as an orchestra necessarily.
Then why do they call it Trans-Siberian Orchestra? You telling me that they're not Siberian too? They're not from the Siberian part of the world?
They're a rock band. Are you kidding?
No. I didn't know that. I thought this was orchestra with them. They don't have an orchestra with them. Okay, sometimes you have like guitar, drum, bass, and an orchestra accompanying them for a big full sound.
This is more like metal than an orchestra. I mean, they have some like classical instruments, but I wouldn't classify them as an orchestra. You don't know who TSO is?
Well, I do. I've heard I've never heard of other than on the commercials and what we've talked about here. So,
can anyone believe this? I am shocked. Who doesn't know who TSO is?
I didn't say I didn't know who they were. I just wasn't familiar with it.
I'm
worked
speechless.
At a radio company that plays, that does this every year.
Yeah, but you like classic rock.
Right. So basically we're talking about Christmas songs in the style of classic rock.
More so, yes. But they have their own songs, too. Like, I don't even know how to explain TSO if, like, you don't know, like...
You have to give me some examples of this. And
we'll have to play some of their songs. I'm just shocked.
That I have no idea what really is going on here.
Yeah, you don't know who TSO is. Okay, just keep talking, and I'll pull...
That's okay. I've never heard you so giddy.
I'm just shocked.
Let's see here. When are we going to play that? I had it. I thought of it.
You know who the waitresses are, but you don't know who TSO is. I'm just shocked.
In the back half of the 7 o'clock hour, we will play the Eric Zane Show Christmas Carol Sing-Along Challenge. In that game, That's when somebody will win tickets for Trans-Siberian Orchestra, December 22nd at Van Andel Arena.
Now, is it a sing-along or is it finish the lyrics?
Well, it is finish the lyrics.
Okay.
I can't, apparently can't get anything right.
So I want to get someone really into it. Like White Christmas, I want them to like sing it like friggin' Bing Crosby. That's how you win.
So let's say we have five people on the line here when we play the game in the back half of the 7 o'clock hour. And what we'll do is we'll play like a Christmas song. Yeah.
The beginning of a Christmas song, some lyrics, and then you have to finish it.
Do you want to try it right now? With one of us?
Yeah, you can do it.
If I do it, then you have to do it.
Never mind then. But, okay, this is TSO. Let's get some music knowledge here.
Well, hold on a second. I wasn't done explaining the game. So then the music stops. You on the phone would finish what we're looking for. Jingle bells, whatever. Standard Frosty the Snowman. We say, all right, hang on. But you on hold. Caller two tries the same thing.
Right.
Then we judge.
Whoever did it the best moves on
and takes on challenger on line three. Mm-hmm. We work our way down. Last man standing gets tickets for this, guys. Go ahead.
This is a live version.
I hear some rings. That's orchestra.
But so they do some.
I think it's something classical I need to elements. See. I mean, I've heard all this. I've heard like in the commercials, and this is similar, you know, obviously.
But they start like rocking out.
Of course. Well, you can rock out in an orchestra.
Yeah, for sure. And there's this dude. I think he's like an Asian dude who like plays the violin, and he's like up on the like he gets lifted up in the air, just rocking out on a violin.
So it's a huge spectacle.
Yeah. I mean, that's all it is. One of the ways they describe it is they use, like, fog machines and, like, lights and everything. It's a rock show. It's not an orchestra. So you're not going to, like, the Grand Rapids Symphony.
So there's no one seated with a cello?
No.
Everybody is moving.
There might be someone in the background with a cello. I don't know.
I think it's an orchestra. That's why they call it Trans-Siberian Orchestra. That's all I'm debating you about. I mean, right?
I wouldn't call them an orchestra.
They call themselves an orchestra. Their name is the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Ben, are you doing any? Are you hunting any of this down for me to determine if this is an orchestra?
I can.
It's an American progressive rock band is how they're described.
There's nothing about an orchestra. They just call themselves an orchestra.
Yes.
I can't believe we got into a fight over whether or not this is an orchestra or not.
Well, are the Beatles little bugs? No.
Now that doesn't. That's not. That's ridiculous. That's a ridiculous argument to make.
Okay, ELO. What is ELO?
Electric Light Orchestra.
Would you consider them an orchestra?
No.
Okay.
I think bands like ELO and now I'm learning trans.
TSO.
Have some instruments in them that usually are in an orchestra.
Right.
But not an orchestra. Is it fair enough?
Fair enough.
You happy?
Yes.
Are you happy with how foolish I look?
I was just surprised that someone...
I know you are. You've said it like 8 times. You've said it like 100 times how shocked you are that I don't know. You know how many times I've been shocked at stuff you don't know? Well, anyway, tickets for TSO.
There you go. You should go. You really should.
I'd like to.
We've got tickets coming out of our ears.
Yeah.
Just ask for a pair. You can take your wife. You definitely don't have a Griffins game that night.
What day of the week is the 22nd? And I don't even know the work schedule.
It's a Tuesday, I think. It's Thursday.
I think we work Friday, but I don't.
I don't. That's my last. Thursday is my last day.
I think I work Friday.
No, yeah, you do.
Okay.
I won't.
No. You've got like 8 weeks of vacation lined up.
I wish. But no, I will be out. I might actually go now. I know I said I don't want to, I don't have to see it twice, but if I don't work on Friday, that's awesome.
All right. So, I don't know if you saw this. This young lady from Ravenna went to Thailand with a friend on a Groupon. So she saved a bunch of money, went to Thailand.
I didn't see this until you sent it to me. How did I not see this?
I don't know. I found out because her brother-in-law messaged me on Facebook.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And that's how this got started. And it was before there was becoming more of a happy ending. It was still in doubt whether she'd survive.
Huh.
Alex Fairchild went there with a friend to Thailand.
Why would you go to Thailand?
Well, I actually had a friend to go to Thailand, and it was awesome.
Yeah?
It was really cool.
See, I'm not into the Asian countries.
Supposedly, it's beautiful in parts of it. And but, you know, foreign country, they prey on
American girls.
On American people. I mean, in general, kidnapping, violence. That's a big scare, concern every time Jackie goes back to Honduras mm-hmm. with Ernie to see his family. I was like, Ernie, for God's sake, don't let her out. Ernie's been kidnapped.
Yeah.
And they're always looking for money. And in this one, they ended up just robbing him of everything, like his shoes, his phone, dropped him off miles from his home. But that doesn't always work out that way. And this was no doubt going to be something sex traffic related or rape. There was a rape that was attempted on Alex Fairchild from Ravenna when her friend left her alone. Like, supposedly the story is he went to the restroom, and then apparently somehow she was drugged.
Yeah, her drink must have been spiked.
Right, and they were just
waiting. She said that's the last thing she remembers.
The last thing that, then the second he got up, they were probably just waiting for this to happen. She was abducted. And Alex Fairchild from Ravenna, then next thing she knows, she's waking up in a cold, dark room. And a cop, guy dressed as a cop or a cop, comes walking in, and he's going to rape her.
Could you imagine, like,
she's
oh, thank God there's a cop here. Wait, why is he taking his belt off? Oh, God.
And so she attacks the guy and goes crazy ape on the guy.
Yeah.
And she kicks his ass. And he hurts her at the same time.
Yeah, she had, like, marks all over her face.
She flies out of a window and then hides in, like, bushes. And while these animals are trying to look for her, she hides for, like, 6-7 hours till she gets, like, under the cover of night and then starts trudging through the streets trying to get anybody to help her. And no one will help her. Somehow, she's able to contact the U.S. Embassy. The U.S. Embassy then is able to quickly get her. There's a hotel near where you are. Go there. They paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
She has the giver. They listed it under an assumed name. She got into the hotel room and is safe at the time. And is able to communicate Facebook Messenger with her family saying, you won't believe what just happened to me. I could be dead right now.
Did it say how long she was out for?
I'll
you know what I mean?
What
like,
we'll do is I'll play the Fox 17 in the first break of the 9 o'clock hour to get you up to speed as to how this happened. And then we're going to interview Alex Moore, who's her brother-in-law, in the segment after that.
Oh.
Because she's somehow was able to get to China, and then all hell broke loose again because the plane ticket had been canceled somehow. So, I mean, everything is falling apart, and the family is freaking out, thinking, get our daughter home safe. Don't know what was happening. She is making that trip right now, and she'll be back sometime today at the Ford Airport. She somehow made it out. And this had all the makings of a complete overseas missing person tragedy.
Could have been, like, taken. It was like taken.
It was exact. It's funny you say that. They say it in the story that it was just like that. I spoke via text with her brother-in-law, and he says, yeah, I want to come out and tell the story because this was it. So we'll get to that way later in the show. So we have that. Now, coming up at 6:24, the mannequin challenge has a lot of people. It's like the viral thing that people are doing. I find myself watching a lot of them, and I can't look away for some reason.
Nothing happens.
I know it. It's just, I'm like looking for people to move. Granville High School did one, which was also a lip dub. That type of one camera throughout the whole thing. Went going through the whole school is long. And it was really, really involved. They did a good one. And Michigan football did one. And there's the same music that you hear in all of them. And there was, well, in fact, there was one at the at a zoo in Australia I was telling you about where the handlers are holding the animals. So you see a woman who's handling an owl, and it's there, like, on her arm, but the owl's not cooperating, and he's moving all around. Clearly not supposed to do that. Still cool, though. Mannequin challenge that went very wrong, or very right, depending on who you ask. We'll tell you about that one at 625. And if anyone asks you who you listen to, please tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
That is it. My free view of the Lost Zane recordings. Thank you so much for checking it out. Full show, patreon.com/EricZane. See ya.